Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up, yeah, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap. Yeah, say be not weary in doing well.
All right.
Welcome to our Internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside, the Internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you can be. What a great time it is to be with the Lord. What a great time it is to experience the presence and the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you log on to this show at any time, you know we're about ministry, and we bring ministry to the forefront. And our slogan on our website, if you go to it, it says, help change a life. Oh, that is a beautiful saying, though. But those are more than just words. You know, help change a life, that means that you do the things that our Father set out for us to do here. And you know, we have a scripture to go along with that also, with James 5:20. It said, now tell him this, he that can convert a sinner from the error of his way, save a soul from death, and cover a multitude of sin. We will thank ministry for coming to the forefront and taking care of our Father's business. But this morning we have Reverend Avery, Clifford Avery from Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry, a school of ministry located in the DeSoto area at 336 South Hampton. He's going to come on. He's going to share with us some things that's going on with the school and how you too can be a part of something bigger than yourself. Amen. Good morning, Minister Avery.
Good morning, Minister Lewis. How are you this fine morning?
I'm doing great. Welcome to our program. It's a joy to have you on here. You're no stranger to our program, but please introduce yourself and tell us about Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry.
Okay, my name is Pastor Clifford Avery, pastor of Abundant Spiritual Life Church, assistant dean for Abundant Spiritual Life Ministries, and we're located at 336 Southampton Road in the city of DeSoto, Texas. Now, let me let my wife, who's co-pastor, introduce herself this morning.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Good morning. God bless you.
My name is Rafa Avery, co-pastor of Abundant Spiritual Life Christian Ministries, located at 336 Southampton Road, DeSoto, Texas, 75115. Our phone number is 214-274-0902 at the school. Our website is www.aslcm.org.
And we're just so happy to be here this morning to let someone know that God is yet able and that he's raising up a ministry that sends out ministers to various parts, not just of the Dallas Metroplex area, but all over Texas and even into other states. It's just a joy to be here this morning. Now, Rasa has some more things that she wanted to talk to the radio audience about. Good news concerning Apostle Mondale.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Minister Lewis, Apostle Mondale will be in town the 29th through the 30th with doing a revival at the church at 336 Southampton Road in DeSoto. Saturday from 10 to 2, he will be giving a prophetic word and prayer. And we're asking all that can and will to please come out and fellowship with us and hear what the prophet of the Lord has to give to us for the coming year. We also will be enrolling a new class starting December the 13th. We'll have a new ministry class starting. We're having a gospel jazz happy hour on the 22nd, next Saturday, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the church. And we're going to start having parents' night out on Friday night at the church starting December the 5th. which is the first Friday in December. And it'll be from 7 p.m. to 9 a.m. The next morning. We'll bring your kids out. They'll be taught in a Christian environment. We'll be given the love of God, and we'll flourish in the Word.
Amen, amen. I'm making notes of these right now. Now, if anyone would like to find out more information on this here, now, do you have this on your website?
It will be posted this morning on the website.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And now tell us some other things concerning the school and the ministry. You saying you're having new classes starting. What is the hours and availability for someone that like to come over and just enroll in the new classes that's going to start in December?
12:30 to 2:30.
The new class will be from 12:30 until 2:30 on Saturday. And we're encouraging as many to enroll for the school because, after all, there is no tuition. We just charge a $25 administration fee. And we want to get as many in as possible because there are some who might not be able to come on Saturday at that time, but have some other night that they would want to come to school. So if they will enroll and we get enough people to start other classes, we are big enough. Believe me, we have instructors enough who are anointed to conduct classes on any day but Tuesday, because Tuesday is when we have our choir rehearsal, we have our Bible study and prayer meeting. Now let me say this about Apostle Mundell. I know you know him for yourself, and he has more anointing. He is one of the most anointed apostles, prophets that I have ever had the pleasure to meet. All of our classes will be coming to school on that Saturday at 10 o'clock, and we're asking that they bring as many people with them as they possibly can, and also be prepared for a hallelujah good time for the revival that we will be holding. Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm looking forward to that. I know Pastor Mundell is a mighty man of God. He's the founder of ALS School there. And so, and plus, he's also doing founding other schools in other states also. Would you care to speak on that? How not only Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry is ministering here and building men and women up in the body of Christ here in Dallas, Texas, but also in other states too. Could you name some of those places that they're located?
That's correct. Now, Dallas is the headquarters of Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry, though they had to leave and go to Florida. And Orlando is where they have their school in Florida. And they have two campuses, or we have two campuses in New York, one in the Bronx and Brooklyn. At this time, I don't have the addresses to those schools, but I can get them for anyone who is interested in call concerning those schools, okay?
But, amen, amen.
The same level of anointing, it's in each and every location because we're serving the same God.
Yes, we are. And, you know, Pastor, you have quite a testimony regarding how you got to where you are now. And guess what? God is no respecter person. What he done for one, he'll do for another. You know, sometimes we thinking that we may have passed our time, but, you know, we serve a God that is timeless. We may feel like that we don't have enough finances to do the thing that God set for us to do, but our God owned the cattle of a thousand hills. And going over to the school, it explains all those things in detail, and it let us know that we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors.
Yeah. Amen. And I found out that you're not too young, nor are you too old to be used in God's ministry. In fact, we have a young lady that's 10 years of age in one of our classes and doing an excellent job. Brother Lewis, I was 83 years old when Apostle called my wife and I and asked us to do certain things concerning Abundant Spiritual Life Ministries, and I became pastor at the age of 84. We rejoice in that every morning. Someone, she's on fire to say just a few words concerning how God used Apostle, how he used us to get to where we are right now. Baby, talk to
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm glad you said that, because sometimes we feel like that we are, you know, that we're unable to, that God is can't use us. I'm going to put it that way. But you are living epistle and living testimony. And you spoke on the age of the young lady, and as you spoke on your age, and see that God is no respecter. I'm going back to that again.
No.
Because we want men and women to be encouraged. If God had put it on their hearts, that they can accomplish these things. And, you know, so don't be fearful, you know, and don't despise small beginnings.
Amen.
Amen. And while Ross is coming, I want to let it be known that in the class that you're in, we have a pastor that's in her late 70s. I think she's about 78 or 79. I hope I'm not telling on her, but who's a part of the school, is a pastor, but yet she is a part of the school learning how to do ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
And Minister Lewis, I just would like to add to that is that you don't have to go to school to be a minister. Pastor Avery and myself, we went to school just to get a little bit deeper in God's word so we could be more proficient when we speak to people about the Lord. And we had no idea and no intention of ever pastoring. But when you be obedient to the Lord, you never know where it will take you. And I just want people to know that you don't have to come to school to be a minister. Just come to learn God's word so you can fulfill the mission that God has implanted in you.
Oh, that is so true. God bless you for that words of encouragement. Because you know what? Somebody need to hear this. And somebody need to know that there's a school that they can attend with a small down payment and the structured courses that last a year and several months. Tell us the duration of the first phase class versus the second phase.
The first phase of our class is for licensing. And we are... under the auspices of the state of Texas, Texas know that we are here and that we do issue a license that will give a person the privilege of doing whatever the state of Texas says that they can do with that license. They can marry, they can conduct funerals, they, you know, just so many things that the state allows. If they should form a church and they go for the 501c3, then they are there on the rolls, you know, on Texas rolls as a, you know, as a minister. And that is 15 months. Then we have a 15-month follow-on class that is for ordination. Now, that ordination class of which you will be going into in a week or so, it takes you so much farther than the licensing course. And we're not denominational bent. We don't go into denominations. We don't build up any. We don't tear down any. We just go strictly by what the Word of God says. We, you know, every day that we have a class, we're just on fire to get to that school that we might impart to somebody, that we might impart to ourselves even, you know, the knowledge of God. And I know that you're a very busy person. I understand that, but I do have you in the back of my mind, hallelujah, to come in one day and to conduct, if not a full class, but to come in and teach, you know, to various classes because
hey,
you
man.
Are on the firing line and you have so much that you can bring to, you know, people who are aspiring to do mighty works for God. I heard a man say last night that a seed sown into God's house will bring prosperity to the house in which, you know, from which the seed was sown. So it's a two-way street. When we do things for Him, He has told us that He would do things for us. In fact, we are teaching on Tuesday. Ross is teaching on Tuesday. seed time, harvest time. Hallelujah.
that's on Tuesdays at
7 o'clock. And we're having a hallelujah good time with that program and also being blessed. There are some things I'm going to say that she'll add on to it. You know, Minister Lewis, God is sending people our way that we need to be a part of our program. But we asked God, but we didn't ask the individual, do you do this or are you anointed to do this? People come to us and tell us, well,
amen.
Look, you know, in college, this is what I took, and it's something that we need. Someone else will come and say, well, you know, I was a director of this, and I'm licensed, and it's what we need. It's everything that we need, God is sending to us. And we're so thankful. We're so thankful.
Yes, we are.
And everywhere we go, we let it be known that God is yet in the blessing business. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. God bless you. You know what? It's good to hear those things there because, you know, a lot of times we go through life and want to know what God, what we want to do in the kingdom. And God already placed those skills and talent in us. And as I go down to the jail, I have this prayer. I say, God, open my eyes that you that I may see you. Open my ears that I can hear you. Make me the person you want me to be. Because God is blessing us right now. People say, I want whatever you're doing in this season, I want don't do it without me. But do you see what God is doing at, in this season? God is blessing us right now. Even on this program, he's blessing us.
Amen.
Pastor,
amen.
You know, so,
amen.
And I'm glad
amen.
You said that, too, because, you know, people have to realize that, you know, we're all valuable to in the kingdom of God, you know.
Yes.
And God has special plans in store for each and every one. But tell me now, and tell our listening audience, it takes finances to support the thing that you want to do. What is the church is doing right now in fundraising activities so someone could be encouraged and say, man, I want to go over and bless Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry?
Well, one of the things is we're having the Gospel Jazz Happy Hour on the 22nd from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The donations are $25. We're starting a parents' night out at the church. Starting December the 5th, the first Saturday, first Friday in December. And we to give parents a break because parents need some time to meditate and just re-energize themselves in the Lord, and they will be able to take their children to a safe place, Christian-based environment, where their children can learn the word and be entertained and taught by God-loving, God-fearing people.
Now, on that gospel jazz, we want to put emphasis on gospel. Amen. There will be songs that are hymns that we have been singing over the years, but they just might be in a little up-tempo. Amen.
Amen.
Get us energized, and it's a good way for people to come out and to fellowship with their brothers and sisters in Christ and to learn more about others. You know, too often we get in our own little cocoon and there we stay. We don't look to see what's out there that God wants us to do. I've looked at the fact that I'm 84 years of age. And I thank God for it, but he didn't leave me or hasn't left me here 84 years to do nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
And believe me, as long as there's breath in my body, as long as the blood is running in my veins, I'm going to be doing something for God. We do want it to be known to those parents that we want to free up that they might have a night out. We're asking for $35 per child, and that would be 12 hours that parent will be able to kind of, you know, sit back and relax or do whatever he, she, or they want to do during that time. And their child will be in a safe Christian environment, and we will teach that child. Now, not denomination. So they don't have to worry about us, you know, trying to lead them down a path other than through Christ. Amen. That's all we teach at Abundant Spiritual Life Ministries. We teach Jesus Christ,
Amen.
His death, his burial, his resurrection, and his blood that sanctifies all mankind who comes to him and accepts him as Lord and Savior.
I like that, Pastor. I like that because even the grandparents need a night out. So I could
Amen.
See that. You know, my heart is rejoicing already.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
I said we get stuck with the grandkids, we be wanting a night out. So you know, my heart
right.
is rejoicing. But this has been a great interview. Now, before we get you out of here, before we you know release you, and we thank you for being a guest on the program. Again, give us the date and time of the next classes, and what the students can expect over at the Spiritual Abundance Life Ministry.
Okay.
Abundance
let
Spiritual
me say
Life
this
Ministry.
Right quick. Now we do have an adult daycare center. We call it an enhancement
okay.
center that we will be starting as soon as state gives us the okay. And here again, if you have loved ones that need care during the day, then we will be able to do 12 hours with them as well. And here's Rosa with the information.
The new class at the ASL School of Ministry will be starting
yes.
Saturday, December the 13th at 12:30 in the afternoon. And we also, Brother Lewis, we have a bottle drive where we're recycling water bottles. And we've added recycling old cell phones so we can feed the hungry.
Ink cartridges
and toners from your old printers and copiers. If you have old containers, we would appreciate you dropping them off at the church or giving us a call at 972-274-0902 so we can pick them up. We're recycling so we can feed the hungry. You know, Minister Lewis, everybody wants to feed the hungry in November and December, but we
yes,
want to be
do.
Able to help the people eat all year long.
All right. Amen.
And that is so true. That is so. And along the same note, there, I want to thank y'all for what y'all are doing with what we're doing over in South Dallas with the Breath of Life Mission over there with Brother Raul, and Brother Wiley, and Brother Sam, and myself. How you have assisted us in donating clothes, and how you came over and support us last summer as we did the revival, and how you're doing something special for our juvenile ministry up on this time of the season for the families that's of our young men that are trying to reconnect with their families. You know, I do quite a bit of ministry, but I realize that I don't do this alone. You know, God have brought me together with a lot of men and women that have that same heart, that same passion. God have allowed
Amen.
Me to kind of be the spearhead of those things, but I realize
Amen.
That we don't do this alone.
Amen.
And it's a great
Amen.
Joy. That's what keeps me going. That's why I don't get tired
Amen.
Of doing good,
Amen.
Because
Amen.
The burden is not mine. And God, he said, hey, share this here with these and people to share at this event. And guess what? God is faithful and just. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
you know, sometimes things don't come out, but God said, do you really love me? And then you just shake it out and keep going.
Keep going. Amen.
And so I want to thank y'all for what y'all are doing, because I'm going over to the Juvenile Center today. And so, you know, that's something we do once a month on the third Saturday of each month.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be over there. And then we do go down to the Hutchinson Jail once a week. That's on Thursday nights. But I realize that men and women and ministries like yourself is what keeps other men and women going that's out there in the field. And y'all are out there too, but your prayers, I feel the prayers of the saints
yes,
that's
yes.
keeping urging me on. They keep
oh,
encouraging
yes.
me. And I hear the
yes,
teaching
yes.
is being echoed in my mind and dwell rich in my heart about saying, what
yes.
manner of man is this? And, you know, and are you really called, you know? And so I hear
yes.
those things there, and they just give me strength in my body, weaken these, you know, strengthen these weakened knees and allow me to run a little faster
yes. Yes.
and a little longer.
Yes.
And so thank you for what you're doing. And we urge everyone in the sound of our voice to come on out to Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry and study
yes.
what says the Lord and apply
Amen.
Your gifting in the kingdom.
Amen.
And we're speaking to Pastor Avery and First Lady, Sister Avery. We want to thank you for being a guest on the program as we get ready to get out of
thank
here.
You.
Give us some words of encouragement before we let you go.
Amen. We just want you to know that we are with your ministry 100%, and we're not only going to pray for you, but we're going to help you as you go along the way. And just remember that anything that Abundant Spiritual Life Christian Ministries can do for your ministry, just let us know. Amen. And we just want
Amen.
You to know again, want the world to know that we love you so much, and
yes.
we consider it a blessing that God sent you our way. And we're going to continue to pray for
you. Amen.
That's it. I feel that way also. And remember, our Christian roads lead to abundant spiritual life. Go down the road there. Please make your way
Amen.
There and be blessed by the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Well, God bless you too. Looking forward to seeing you in about an hour or so, and we'll just do what the Lord has laid on our hearts to do, and we'll rejoice in the Lord together. I want to thank you
All
for
right.
being a guest on the program as always. And you know what? I would like y'all to come on again and continue to encourage me and our listening audience about being taking care of our father business. And we're looking forward to coming over to the revival with Apostle Mundell going to be over there. The Apostle Mundell going to be there. So we're looking forward to him blessing us mightily in the Lord.
Yes.
Bring
yes.
as many people as you can, because prophetic messages will be given. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. With our guest there from Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry, we want to thank Pastor and First Lady Avery for being a part of what we're doing this morning. We ask you to continually to lift them up in prayer. Amen. And as we get ready to make this transition, we have another guest that's going to be calling us up pretty soon. But we want to just go back over some of the things that they've shared with us this morning here about the Apostle Mundell is coming to town November the 29th through the 30th, I believe. I have it written down here. He's going to be over at the Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry. That's at 336 Southampton in the DeSoto area. Please make your way over there and be blessed by the man of God. And come over and see the school. It's a beautiful facility. God is continually to bless the way he sees fit. And as he stated earlier, now how the school is having a senior daycare center is opening up, and God is blessing them mightily and how he's adding to the membership on a daily basis. So we want to thank him. I want to thank the ministry for what they're doing, how they're encouraging men and women. And also they're giving the students an opportunity to practice their gift. Part of the school and part of the course is just let up-and-coming ministries or the people that desire to be ministers to practice their gifting. And so it's just a non-threatening environment where they can get up and they can share what thus says the Lord in their lives. So we want to continue to bless them and to wait for God, see if they want to ask you to come on out and be a part of what's going on there. Amen. And again, we would like to just remind you and encourage you to continue to listen to Blog Talk Network. We have quite a few shows on this network here. On Monday nights, we have My Sister, My Friend, which is hosted by my wife, and Beverly Beasley, which is the CEO of Granny's Place. And Granny's Place have a name change. We're Granny's Place Ministry, so we'll refer to it from time to time is GP Ministry. And My Sister, My Friend is a show dedicated to women, talk about women issues. They have a great format. Each week they come on, they share things that are concerning women. And that the hours of that is from 8 to 9 every Monday. And then on Tuesdays we have another program that's called Mojo Talk Radio. It's a husband and wife team that comes on and they talk about marriage and the conflicts and the joys of marriage. And that's a very, very enlightening program. I listen to it. I call in and I encourage them to keep doing what they're doing for the Lord. All these are Christian-based shows. So we don't get on there and talk about no foolishness, you know, because this is what Christians need. We need to have a format where we can talk and share the goodness of God. Because even Christian couples have conflicts. And I love the Mojo Ministry because they talk about conflict. You know, and I also went to a marriage seminar some time ago, and we was talking, and he said even things like toothpaste. Couples fall out and get divorced over toothpaste. you squeezing it in the middle and I like it on the end, or you left the toilet seat up and I like it down. Little things like that that we need to get out in the open. So I encourage you to listen to the to that show and shows like that. But our show comes on Tuesday. And then we have a new show that's going to start on Wednesday. It's called the Linda Jordan Ministry. It's going to be a prayer ministry. So you can email your prayer request, and you can call in your prayer request. And that show is going to start out on this Wednesday. So we're looking forward to Linda Jordan Ministry. Linda Jordan is a part of our jail and prison ministry. She's going down to the Loose Derrick on the Given Island, which is the third Sunday of the month, I believe, and her and a couple other ladies, they go down and they share the gospel with the women that's in jail, and they're changing the lives and the hearts of women that's incarcerated, and that's going to be a great addition to this show here for her to come on, and also probably share some prayer requests from the women that's incarcerated, because we know that prayer changes things. And also we have a show that comes on Friday night. See, our week is almost full. We have a show come on Friday nights called Street Talker, dealing with young men and young ladies' issues. I think the top age of that is 35, and they come on and they talk about things that are concerning them. And that this is a Christian-based show, but sometimes young people don't have God in their life. And it's okay, because they're going to get there. They're going to get there. But we do have a show that's appealing and attracted to young men and women that's just trying to find out their relationship and trying to where they are in the body of Christ. Amen. And so as we get ready to have our guest, we have another guest that's going to come on here. It's Miss Terry. She's going to talk about some things that did her heart. She's going to talk about purchasing a new home and along with ministry, because, you know, that's a twofold deal. She can do ministry and also have a professional career. And we always like to talk about those things, because sometimes people feel like they're gifted in the things that they went to school for, but they feel like that God can't use them. But yes, God can still use them anyway. He used Matthew, who was a tax collector. He changed his life around, you know. And so guess what? God can use you too. But before our guest comes on here, we have someone on the line here that's going to come on and share with us this morning. And we're going to bring them on and see what does say, Lord. Good morning, Mike. You're on the net.
Good morning, Brother Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. We have go right ahead and share some things that God lay on your heart, and then we're going to bring our next guest on.
Okay, well, as usual, God is doing great and wonderful things, starting with bringing together various faith-based and community-based organizations for the common good of his people. There's some things that's happening through the Dallas County Community College District that involves some major initiatives to address the level of poverty that has been persistent here in the metropolitan area. And it includes a coalition of employers, the community college district, our secondary school districts, and faith-based organizations. And we're looking at things like, what are some of the obstacles that impede or make it difficult for people to migrate from a position of being impoverished or underserved to taking advantage of the good life that God has made available for all those people, and particularly for our single mothers who are heading up households and so forth? And one has been child care, okay? And the second is transportation. Both of these issues are paramount, because it makes it difficult for people to get the educational and the technical training that's necessary to develop the skills and to increase your value to get jobs. And so the schools and the employers are looking at how and what can we do to make the training and educational requirements more available and accessible. And so we're looking at identifying organizations who will partner with the County and College District to be points of entry, to identify those individuals in need, to do the screening, and then to refer them into the system so that they can begin to acquire the training and the resources necessary to empower themselves and their families. We're also doing right now trying to take an informal survey of the number of faith-based and community-based organizations that have transportation, you know, vans and so forth that they use, and the frequency of use, and more importantly, the downtime and whether or not they're interested in looking at or exploring the possibility of forming a coalition to provide shuttle services in places like Lancaster and Southwest cities and Southwest Dallas County to Cedar Valley. Because in Lancaster and our Southwest cities, DeSoto and Duncanville, Cedar Hill and so forth, there is no access to DART public transportation. But DART does come to Cedar Valley College. So if we can come up with ways of contracting with faith-based organizations as opposed to publicly run companies to provide shuttle services at certain times throughout the day and the week to transport people to the college, where now they can access the transportation to get to schools and to get to employment and so on and so forth. So there are a lot of initiatives that we're working on right now to try to empower our families and our communities and to stymie or put a halt to this progressive growth of poverty throughout the metropolitan area. So I'm looking forward in the future being able to spend some time with you and so that we can really share with our community all of these major initiatives, the mayor's anti-poverty task force and what's being done to address the needs to grow Southern Dallas County and so forth. So God is doing wonderful things, and I'm just so thankful that God honors people like you and I and others to play a part in his plan of salvation by meeting the needs of his people.
Hey, man, God bless you, though. Well, Mike, I know you got something to do today, bro. So thank you for giving us a little tidbits of what's going on. We'd like you to come back next week to kind of go deeper into what you had discussed with today, because that is something that's needed in the community and something that people need to be aware of, because these things are available, but sometimes we're struggling, and sometimes we may even have some questions regarding some things in our own life, and people might say, wait, I don't know what to do. But guess what? God have made a way out.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
I tell you,
you
what, I'm gonna release you from this, and I'm looking forward to having you on next week. Okay.
Okay, then, man.
God bless you. Amen. What a great interview that we had that with Brother Fleming. Say, amen. And he was sharing with us some things that are coming up in our local colleges and how we as born again believers can participate and help restore the lives of our men and women. You know, that's what our show is all about. Help change a life. Oh man, that's powerful. Cause guess what? Somebody did it for me. I ain't always been where I'm always at. You know, and good, thank God I don't look like what I've been through. And I can say that, though, man. I saw myself and said, wow, man, you sure looking raggedy. And guess what? I see men and women that life has really beat them up. But, yeah, God is still able. Ooh, you know what? The best thing is how you go out and you find an old piece of garment or something old and you take it home and you clean it up and you restore it and it become valuable. That's the way God see us. After life done beat us up and then someone takes time out and share the gospel with us and encourage us and restore us, and we become valuable in the kingdom of God. We have our next guest on the line here, Miss Terry. She's going to come on and share some things that are dear to her heart and also talk about some opportunities that may be available that you may not be aware of. So the next voice you'll hear will be Miss Terry. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Terry.
Good morning. How are
Welcome
you?
Welcome to our program. I'm doing great. Thank you for being a guest
thank
on our
you.
Program. And thank you for being a part of our internet family. You're free on the inside.
Well, thank you for your invitation and your welcome.
Well, you know what? We don't take that saying for granted, though, because it takes that freedom to be able to do the thing that God
mm-hmm.
chose for you to do. Because some people say you can't do
right.
it. Some people tell you it ain't
well.
Even worth it. Some people say, why are you wasting your time? Well, we know without a shadow of doubt that God is greater than anything that we could ever face.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Well, just wanted to, I'm going to kind of piggyback on what you were saying about restoration. God has, I want to give a witness. Well, first of all, I was suffering with an illness for about 3 years, and God delivered me. So since he has delivered me out of that condition, he's restoring me, and he's restoring and building my ministry to even go further. And I just want to thank God for that, because it may take a while for God to bring us out, but if we just wait on him, he will do just what he said he'll do. So I just want to first say that. But in meeting you, Joel, we met through a through a friend, Minister Mike Fleming, and he had told you that I was interested in being a blessing to our seniors throughout the community. So I am a caregiver, and one of the gifts that God has placed in my heart and my life is to give. And I've been a caregiver for 30 years, and I've seen their challenges, and I just want to be a blessing to them.
Amen.
So I'm active in the Lancaster community and throughout the Metroplex. I'm a part of the Lancaster Ministerial Alliance, and our president is Pastor John Richardson. And we reach out to the community with hospitality, and we try to offer things that they need. Maybe food, maybe socks, maybe clothes. You know, but we try to reach out. But first of all, we pray for them that God will bless their lives and give them a quality of life. And if we can offer our assistance, that's what we're here to do.
And that is so true. That is so true. Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yes. Well, thank you. And if I may offer, we in Lancaster have our new hospital that's here, called the Hospital Solution at Crescent Medical Center. And if I may, can I just explain a little bit about them?
Go right ahead.
Okay, it's called Hospital Solutions at Crescent Medical Lancaster. And Hospital Solutions is a third-party entity at the hospital that is here to help the Crescent Medical Center with their self-pay and bad debt accounts, because one day we all may experience some situation where we're going to have to go to the hospital. Amen? And so we
Amen.
Just want to pray, first of all, for the hospital, the doctors, you know, the administration, the nurses, because we should always be blessed with quality care, you know, especially when we're going through a physical situation. So just wanted to give a shout-out to them. And what they do, they screen self-pay ER patients to see if they're eligible for Medicaid, SSI, crime victims, or other possible programs. And they have a call center in Houston that will contact Crescent's medical patients that do not have insurance and screen to check for eligibility. Also, if you're a patient and eligible, the staff will walk them through the entire application process. From filling out applications, collecting documents, and following up with HHSC. Then once the patient is approved, the staff will submit their information to hospital for billing. So just want to share that with the community, because, you know, we just want to let the community know that there is a hospital that's functioning and welcoming. They're here in Lancaster, so thank you for that. But is there anything you want to ask me, Joel, that I can be a blessing to the community through my life and my trials and tribulations?
I think you're pretty well hit on some points there. But I did want to talk to you about, you know, when I first met you through Minister Fleming,
mm-hmm.
you were talking about
mm-hmm.
a sock drive. Will you please give us more information if someone would like to bless you and assist you, or maybe someone else is doing the same thing, they want to partner with you?
Right, right. Well, what we're doing, again, I am a caregiver, and I see firsthand the needs, you know, of our clients and patients. And one of the things that help them to feel warm and comfortable, especially in the winter times, are fresh socks. You know, we just want to keep the body warm, the heart
yes.
warm, and just make them feel loved, you know what I'm saying, because they've worked hard to make this country what it is. And so we just want to do something in love to show them that we thank them. You know, we throughout the year we're offering them other gifts, but for the Christmas and Thanksgiving holidays, we just want to add something else and just give them some fresh pair of socks or some footies or something like that, just to make them know that feel loved and to let them know that we're here for them and we're praying with them.
Amen, amen. That is truly a blessing.
You know,
I have been to the senior citizen and assisted living facility, and I see the joy that's on their face when someone just comes out and just touches them and smiles or just share a scripture.
Exactly.
And just a little token of love. So I know that that is a truly blessed and a gift and a ministry that God called you to, you know, because they have nothing to give. They can't give anything. Some of them are immobile. Some of them can't do anything for themselves, but just the joy with their eyes and their facial expression speaks. Speaks volumes. So, thank you for what you're doing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And so, if anyone would like to support you in that, you can give us some contact numbers and maybe someone to just call them, say, hey, I got some socks and stuff I'm not using anymore. I have a surplus.
Sure. My number is 214-622-2878. Again, that's 214-622-2878. And we're here, and we'll be happy to work with and partner with anybody who desires to bless our seniors.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Now, we'd like to shift gears here just for a moment. You were sharing with me about some things that you're doing on a side note. I'm just saying a side note, but other things that you're involved in. It's the helping people to purchase and buy homes.
Exactly. I have an outreach ministry, and I work with counselors and realtors to help home buyers to make their home buying experience good, you know, be a blessing so they can, you know, walk in their home and just enjoy the Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
Oh, yeah, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to reiterate what I said. We do have counselors and realtors who's ready to assist home buyers because sometimes, you know, the experience can be a little stressful, and we just want to alleviate the stress factor and make it a joy factor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In purchasing a home.
What are some of the things that we kind of overlook as we get ready to buy a home? You know, you ain't got to go into detail, but some things that we just don't take for granted. We go out to buy a house, and the first thing they hit us in the face with.
Well, one thing I would like to offer is to make sure you get a home inspector to go out and inspect the home that you desire to buy. And we also have inspectors who can do that because sometimes it's hard trying to get the down payment, pay for the appraisal, different things, different fees. But it's very, very important. First of all, that you pray and ask God to lead you to your house.
Yes.
let me back it up. Make sure that you pray and ask God to lead you to your house because sometimes our dreams can be bigger than what God is ready to bless us with. You know, me too. Let me throw both of my hands, both of my feet up. But when God leads you to that house, it's going to be a house that you can handle. And that's the main thing because the economy can shift sometimes, and sometimes your finances can shift. But if God leads you to that house, then he's going to make a way for you to maintain that house. You know, so I just want to say that, and also make sure you stick close to what you can afford. You know, stick close to what you can afford Yes, Lord.
Because you know what, I had an opportunity to buy a house many years ago, and they said, "Hey, you can get this $100,000 house with a little bit of monthly payment, but it's going to be a balloon type deal. But don't worry about it; you're going to make the money as the balloon payment go up." And see, that's a trick, and that's a lie of the devil.
Well, that's why we want to educate the home buyer. Your income dictates to you what you can afford.
I know, and they got you on a balloon payment. Yeah, your payment don't go up. Your finances don't go up with the house though. So when you pay $800 a month, now you pay $1,800 a month.
Yeah, and then also your insurance can go up, you know. So there are things that the home buyer needs to be educated through the whole entire home buying process. And again, we have a wonderful team of realtors, inspectors, appraisers, you know, and bankers that we're working with to educate you so so you won't be left out in the cold, because a lot of people just want to get your money, close on a deal, and just let you, you know, hang yourself, you know. We don't want our home buyers to be in that situation. We want them to be blessed so they can feel good about God's blessing. You know what I mean?
It's so right. And, you know, I remember some time ago when real estate agents was real popular and everyone was flocking down to and get their
right.
license, they'll come back and they're making any kind of deals to kind of get that quick money.
Yeah.
And we suffered
yeah.
because we did not know. It was some good people out there, but it also some people that were taking advantage of people saying, hey, just put this on the paper, put that. They knew how to, you know, to a fashion thing where you can get stuff and kind of feel out that
right.
we have a responsibility too. We got a lot to do
yeah.
with that. You know, man
yeah,
tell you, hey,
well,
you could do this, but you say, hey, no, my finances won't support that. So,
it's
you know,
exactly.
we have to be well-educated. And I thank you,
yes,
my sister, for pointing those things out.
Yes.
And for
yes.
people to be able to. Now, where are you located? Some contact numbers. So, someone say, I'm in the process about how I want to get as much information as I can. And somewhere
okay.
where we could be educated
okay.
on purchasing
a home,
a new pre-owned home.
Exactly. Again, my number is 214-622-2878. Again, that's 214-622-2878. And, you know, the Word of God says that my people perish for a lack of what? Knowledge.
Knowledge. Amen.
Knowledge. So it's worth spending a little bit more time getting educated on the whole home buying process, and then, you know, like a lot of people don't know that when them fees go up, sometimes it's the insurance company going up, and they don't know that they can choose another insurance company. You know what I mean? Just simple stuff like that, you know, because $300 a year can help, you know, bless somebody else. You know what I mean? You know, so keep food on the table or something, or pay a couple of bills. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
you know,
you
just have to be educated.
That's so true. Hey, thank you. We know mm-hmm. our time is drawing short, but I want you to come back on at a later date. Because this home buying thing is something that we need to stay up on. This isn't something
yes,
that we
is.
Can just talk about and just dismiss. We
yeah.
need to stay up on it.
Right.
You know,
right.
the rules and
right.
regulations and the finances and all that stuff changes from time to time. Cause there's
it
money
does.
Out there that's here today and gone tomorrow, and it shifts.
Exactly.
And we need to be able to follow
exactly.
that shifting, you know,
exactly.
with men and women that know about those. Say, okay, that plan is no good anymore. Now we
so
got
we
something better.
Something.
A lot of times,
exactly.
you living off of 3-year-old plans, and God got something better for you.
Exactly.
But before I let you go, you know, with
mm-hmm.
all the things that you're doing, working with the
mm-hmm.
Our senior citizens,
mm-hmm.
investing
mm-hmm.
in the lives of men and women, and getting,
right,
getting up
right.
early on Saturday morning just talking on this program,
yeah.
what makes you do
mm-hmm.
what you do? Because you could be asleep. You could be just saying, hey, I do 5 days a week, and on the weekends or Saturday morning, I want to do me. But yet you make yourself available. Why you do what you do?
It's all about God, Joel. You know, God had a calling on my life at a very early age, and I didn't know that it was where He was going to take me. And so I raised three children as a single parent, and I wanted God's wisdom, made a lot of mistakes, and I knew I could trust God, and I knew He was not going to leave me wrong. So that in itself was enough to help me to try to stay focused on God and the Word, His Word. His Word is true. His Word is true. And
Amen.
It might take 50 years. I can say I'm 50 years young, and I'm now considered a senior. Thank God I made it. A lot of people didn't make it. But I always kept my focus on the Word. I made my mistakes and may make some more, but God, He always would, you know, what the devil meant for evil, God will make it good. And
Amen.
You can stand
God
on
bless
that.
You.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah.
And as we get ready to let you go, thank you for being a guest. You know, I'm going to call you up again and let you continue.
Sure,
you know, because it's just not enough time to kind of inform us and enlighten us on the things
right.
of purchasing
mm-hmm.
home or even just caring for senior
right.
citizens. Someone else had that same passion. Whether it's in the real estate agency or helping someone buy a home, even buy
something, or just
assisting our senior citizen. You know what?
Right.
We're not alone. That's what comfort allows me to get up on Saturday morning, allow me to go to the jails and the prison. Let me know that there's other men and women doing the same thing.
Yes.
Jesus told Peter, said, when you are restored, you to strengthen your brother. And we never know what form of restore that comes in, just telling someone how to buy a home. That's restoring, you know, by giving an elderly person comfort in the midst of their old age, their twilight years. That's a way of restoring. So we can't just say, you know, you never know. You know, that's restoring. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, when you are restored, that means that you're going to get out of this. You know, you're going to get out. I love that part because I was trapped. God said, well, will you get out of here?
And sometimes, go and restore. You know,
And sometimes agencies and programs like yours help people to reverse the thing that they went through. You know, because they know. They say, hey, I made a decision, but sometimes because we've been well-educated, well-informed, we know how to reverse those to a certain extent. We have to pay sometimes because of, but yes,
we have to pay.
You know, we're able to get out.
Right. I would like to also encourage the listeners to always be good stewards. You know, even when I was renting, I was a good steward of somebody else's property. You know what I mean? And so whatever God has blessed me with, and, you know, I just always try to be good stewards. Even, you know, I had to raise my kids on food stamps, and I tithed with my food stamps. So I understand giving, and I just trusted God through it all. And I tell you what, Joe, I never regret none of that. He brought me through all of that, and I'm still here.
Amen. Well, God bless you. I tell you what, we're gonna end this portion of our program. Thank you for being a guest on Free on the
thank
Inside.
You, so
you truly express what we're talking about, helping changing lives. So thank you, there. My sister Terry, and she gave us some contact numbers, and please feel free to contact her. And God bless you. We're gonna see what we can do to assist you in everything that God put to your hands.
Thank you so much. All righty.
God bless you.
God bless. All right.
Amen. What a great interview that we had there. What a great interview. And we have Minister Fleming is holding on. He's being paid. Minister Fleming.
Yes, sir, my brother.
Yeah. God bless you. We got a few minutes to get before the end of this show. Hey, thank you. Thank you for introducing us to my dear sister Terry there. She shared with us about some things that God put her hands to do, and also about purchasing homes and being educated and having the resources available. Another thing, and that's what this ministry is all about. We want to take care of the whole man, not just the physical, but the spiritual. You know, each week we come on here and we talk about ministry, but we also talk about life, because I learned that you can't separate one from the other. You know,
that's true.
You can't separate life from ministry. You can't separate ministry from, you know, life. You can't separate Word of God from life or God from life. Because in the beginning was the Word. And after all was said and done, he said, now I give it all over to you, you know.
Oh,
so, my brother, now, what can we expect to hear from you next weekend?
We're going to go into a little bit more detail about our efforts to try to reach out to those faith-based and community organizations that we can partner with. You know, there are many, many wonderful people who are ministering to God's people. And oftentimes they toil and their work goes unnoticed.
Yes.
And their efforts are stifled. Well, you know, we're in a time now when the three-legged stool that wants to set a platform by which people can achieve utopia has failed. I'm talking about the three legs. That's government, that's education, and that's the business entity. Well, you know, you can set up a three-legged stool, but it's not the same when you can add that fourth leg. That's why when we talk about the wheel of Ezekiel, the four corners. That fourth leg is the faith-based organization, the people itself. And so, you know, those three legs have had the last 30 or 40 years in trying to accomplish something that has not yet been achieved. And so they recognize it. So we have a rare opportunity here in North Texas, in the Dallas metropolitan area. We now have those three institutions who are actively seeking and pleading with faith-based organizations to get involved, because they recognize that you can do all kinds of legislation and you can build all kinds of technology, but if you don't have the right kind of heart, the love of God, and a moral umbrella ethical standard based on a moral belief system that can only come from God, then it's all in vanity, as Paul said. It's all in vain. And so they recognize it. So we have a unique opportunity here now to partner with institutions that have previously ignored us. And I want to make sure that we come to that table and we're part of the discussion and the planning about what we need to do to improve the quality of life for our people, which is God's people. So we're going to be talking about that.
God bless you. I am too. We're looking forward to it. I tell you what, now I know you're going to a conference today. Please bring us back a lot of information and continually to share with the thing that God has put to your hands and your heart to do, okay? And we're looking forward to having you on there next week.
Okay, my brother.
We can share the goodness of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. God. Amen. We want to thank our guest from Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry, Minister Avery, for being a guest on the show, for our dear sister Terry for talking about her passion to assist a senior citizen and assisting living for our shop, but with socks and other things to get them comfort in their twilight year, and also how she's a realtor and she also educates men and women on purchasing a home, the things that you need to look out for while just getting a home inspector, by getting your credit established, and also being able to meet your monthly mortgage. You know, sometimes we get in the house and then we talked about those things there and we find out we just can't afford it. But yeah, she's bringing to light, hey, you know, about how much money is involved, what you need to do. So we encourage you to follow up on the numbers that she shared. If you have any questions, please feel free to go back to this program and listen to it again and listen to her comments and get some numbers from her. Abundant Spiritual Life and Having a Revival from Pastor Mundell coming in next weekend. Please make yourself available to go to 336 Southampton in DeSoto area. He's coming over from 10 a.m. to 2, and he's going to be sharing. And Pastor Mundell, he travels from New York to Florida to Texas and wherever God laid on his heart, and setting up ministries and encouraging men and women of God to be about their Father's business. I thank you for listening to Free on the Inside. And we would like to pause for a minute and give our condolences to one of our faithful listeners, Sister Vera. She lost a family member, so we want to be very mindful. And she's gonna be a guest on the program, and she's always welcome to be a guest. But right now we just want to make mention that she have lost a family member, so we want to be mindful of that. So God bless you, that my dear sister. We'll continue to lift you and the family up in prayer. Amen. And so as we get ready to wind down, we want to thank you for being a part of our listening audience. We want to thank you for supporting this show. We want to encourage you to continue to listen to Blog Talk Network, Granny's Place, Free on the Inside is one of our shows, My Sister, My Friend, Mojo Talk Radio, Street Talk, and an added addition is the Linda Jordan Ministry. Please make yourself available to listen to. You can always go back and listen to all our shows in its entirety and in our archive section and share it with someone. Put it on your Facebook page or send someone a link and say, hey, did you know this is what's going on in Dallas? And you too can be a part of what we're doing. If you have any thoughts or comments regarding the show, please feel free to give us a call at the numbers that's available. And then if you want to be a guest on the show, please give me a call and we'll set up a pre-show interview and you can share your gift and your talent with our listening audience. But as we get ready to get out of here, we want to be very mindful. This is God's business. We want to thank you for what you are doing in the kingdom.
A word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap.
Gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for this day, this time. We thank you for the guests that came on this morning. Pastor Avery from Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry School, how he shared with us the things that the school have available, how he's encouraging men and women through the Word of God to come out and be a part of our Father's business, to Lord, how he's encouraging men and women to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We thank you for Apostle Mundell that's coming in next weekend to do a revival. We pray that you continue to bless him, that let the congregation be blessed and the community be blessed. We thank you for Sister Terry, dear Lord, how she have a passion, desire to assist our senior citizens, dear Lord, how she have a desire to make sure that they be warm in such a time as this by her sock drive and other things that's associated with their physical needs, dear Lord, how she's a caretaker, but most of all, she's a Christian. She's a woman of God, and how she'd also have an opportunity and also able to share with men and women on purchasing homes, dear Lord, how they need to know how to go about doing it, how they need to put some things in order, but that comes from God, dear Lord, for we know that you're a God of structure. Dear Lord, we lift up our dear sister, dear Lord, that's a regular listener, dear Lord, as she going through the bereavement and the loss of her family member, dear Lord, we ask you to continue to bless her, continue to encourage her, continue to let her know that you'll never leave her nor forsake her. We lift her and her family up in the name of Jesus, and we pray these things, dear Lord. Until we meet again, listen, audience, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Hallelujah.